This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I got to tell you, man, where I live, people are losing their minds. Just losing it. I don't know if you've watched social media the last 24 hours. And, you know, people already think that those of us in Nevada, you know, are losing it because we got a lot of people from California coming over here, right? Who are pretty upset with stuff going on in California. Then they come to Nevada, and then all of a sudden they do the same stuff here in Nevada. We're like, what the hell's going on? But that's not why we're losing our minds. We are losing our minds because the, you know, apocalyptic event of us getting a couple snowflakes, right, graced our community and our neck of the woods last night, where we got some snow, and oh my gosh, I have never seen so many people. I lost my mind. I was outside, half naked, running around in the snow, freezing, trying to get snowflakes on my tongue, putting snow on my hair so I could get a selfie where it looks like I'm completely covered in snow, and it didn't really work because I'm so hot-blooded. You know, I'm such a hot mama that, you know, it was melting as it got on my hair. Plus, I think, you know, I have so much hairspray. I think the ice ices and falls right off. My hair is so stiff with hairspray. But we got some real nice snow. And I mean, a lot such that it stuck. We had snow that stuck. And so, you know, there's all these memes, you know, people pretending they're having to ski to work. And the funny thing is you guys in the Midwest and back east and the Northwest and all over North are kind of looking at us like we're a bunch of idiots. I mean, you guys have to deal with snow and feet of snow and scraping your windshields with ice and salting the roads and plowing the streets, right, and putting sandbags in the back of your truck and all sorts of stuff. And here we are with some flurries. And we are just losing our minds. Well, thank God it's President's Day because, you know, we would have probably called a snow day. We did that a few years back in Vegas, Las Vegas especially. We had a snow day because there was snow and it had stuck. It was like 6, 7 in the morning. So schools closed for a snow day. And so I took my kids to the office with me because I still had to work, you know, and, you know, I made, you know, my mom had come in and, or she had called or something. She's like, why aren't the kids in school? We're like, well, it's a snow day. She had just woken up and, you know, you can see her looking outside and there's like no snow. She's like, quit lying. And I'm like, no, I swear to God, it was a snow day. And the snow melted by like 8:30 and the kids aren't in school. So it's President's Day, so the kids aren't in school anyway. Interesting with President's Day, I'm seeing people celebrate President's Day, but very differently. You know, I saw one hold a Obama poster, a 2008 Obama poster, and that's fine. I mean, you could celebrate any president you like. I think that's fine. I'm just not seeing, you know, I'm just not kind of seeing the revelry that you're supposed to have for President's Day. You know, a lot of you guys don't know why we have a whole holiday off for our presidents. Well, because it originated, I believe, back in 1885, because we wanted to recognize George Washington. We really, some quick history here. And I like recognizing all presidents because I think all presidents have done something, you know, even if it's Obamacare, okay, you know, to recognize it, whether we want to recognize it in glee or recognize it in sorrow. I think observances do have to be made for certain things that certain presidents have done. But they say that President's Day occurs Monday, February 18th, which is today. And it was established in 1885 in recognition of President George Washington. And Washington's birthday, right? Actually, the history goes back to 1800. So George Washington, as you know, died like a, you know, a couple days before 1800. He died 1799. And so his birthday, February 22nd, became a perennial day of remembrance. So Washington was venerated as the most important figure in American history. So that's why we have the Washington Monument, all sorts of other stuff. And so the Washington's birthday of February 22nd was an unofficial observance for most of the 1800s. And then in the 1870s, they're like, well, let's make it a federal holiday. I guess Senator Stephen Wallace Dorsey of Arkansas was the first to propose a measure, and then Rutherford Hayes, the 1879 president, signed it into law. But it was only applied to the District of Columbia. And then in 1885, they're like, no, we're going to do this the whole country. So Washington's birthday, just George Washington's birthday, joined four other nationally recognized bank holidays, like Christmas, New Year's Day, 4th of July, and Thanksgiving. Martin Luther King Day was signed into law in 1983. So by the 1960s, they decided to make Washington's birthday President's Day. That was in the 1960s. And Congress proposed a measure known as the Uniform Monday Holiday Act. We like to take Mondays off in America. And so this was nice to give more three-day weekends to the nation's workers. They felt we needed more three-day weekends. And then some people said, what about Abraham Lincoln? Right? He freed the slaves. What about him? Well, his birthday came February 12th. So rather than make it another three-day weekend, right, they were like, well, why don't we give equal recognition to both of the most famous presidents? Then Nixon, I guess, signed an executive order. And then the Washington's birthday was shifted from the fixed date of February 22nd to go, let's just do the third Monday of February. Then we also had Columbus Day, Memorial Day, Veterans Day. Those were also moved. And so we kind of, during Nixon's era, just kind of moved a lot of the holidays so we could have three-day weekends, which kind of works. And then we started to make President's Day to include all presidents. So that's why we celebrate it. And that was kind of in the year 2000s, where we're like, you know what, let's just celebrate all presidents and maybe soon-to-be presidents, right? 1-877-DOC-TOLLY, don't go away. I could have said something.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264, 800-213-9264, 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so a new study has found that if you can't do push-ups, you're screwed. Now, how many of you guys can do push-ups? I used to be able to do maybe at my max, maybe 80. I don't remember if I ever did the 100 push-up challenge. I don't remember because that was like a long time ago when I was in PE. I think at one time I was able to do 100 push-ups, but I'm not very good with upper body strength, and maybe it's because of the boobs, you know? I mean, if I didn't have to, you know, have anything that, you know, kept weighing me down and defying, getting my whole center of gravity off, I probably could do, you know, push-ups, all right? So I blame the boobs. So I'm not a very good push-upper. And when I've tried to do push-ups now, you know, as a middle-aged, you know, broad, I hate the term broad, my wrists hurt. My wrists really hurt when I do push-ups and not the shoulders. It's not the biceps. I got some good muscle tone, and I can lift, and I'm comfortable with that. It's just my wrists hurt, so I don't really do push-ups. Well, in a study of men and firefighters, they found that if you could do at least 40 push-ups during a timed test, you're in a lot better shape from a cardiac standpoint than those who can't even do 10. Now, I wrote this article, and I posted it online, and I know a lot of guys were going home trying to see how many push-ups they could do. They're showing their wives, going, check this out. 1, 2, 3. And, you know, a lot of us don't really do a lot of upper body stuff. We've been all about the cardio since the 80s, right? We've all about the cardio. And about, you know, stair steppers and maybe row machines. I don't really see a lot of people do push-ups. But researchers at Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health think push-ups is important. And they think that your push-up endurance is a marker to your cardiovascular health. So they looked at 1,100 middle-aged male firefighters over a 10-year period between the years 2000 and 2017. And of those 1,100 firefighters, they were over 35 years old. Anywhere from like 35 to, I don't know what the upper limit of the age was. 37 cardiac incidents had occurred during that time. Now, the cardiac incident could have been a heart attack, it could have been a heart failure, right? Arrhythmia. So 37 cardiac incidents occurred during that time. They say all but one, so 36 of them, occurred in men who couldn't do the 40 push-ups. Now, each firefighter had an annual physical. They completed a medical questionnaire. Push-ups were performed in a time setting. And they found that if you could do more than 40 push-ups in that timed test, you were at 96% less cardiovascular risk than those who could barely do 10. Now, many of you guys, you look at these studies and go, okay, I don't get it. 96%, where did they come up with that? They're, you know, are they following these people? You know, it's the best type of studies, and we've talked about it, is where you take a group of guys or gals or whatever and say, all right, all of you guys are going to do this, and we're going to watch you 10, 20, 30, 40 years from now and see if you die. Those would be the ideal, right, type of study in terms of seeing cause and effect, but we can't do it. They're very impractical. And there's so many other variables. You know, how could you make sure people don't, you know, eat too many carbs or to eat too much fat or whatever? And so you instead, right, do a short-term follow-up, like a 10 years, okay? And you give them certain parameters, and then you see what happens in those 10 years, and you make associations. So these associative-type tests, they give us a lot of data, but it's not 100%. So many of you are like, oh, wait a second, really, if I could do 40 push-ups, I'm not going to have a heart attack? No, that's not what it means. But what it means is if you are in the physical state or the physique of being able to drop and give somebody 40, you're probably less likely to have a heart attack. Like somebody who's a couch potato, overweight, can't barely do any push-ups. So this makes sense, but don't get hung up on the percentages and the you know, statistical differences and N numbers and standard deviations. Don't get all hung up on that. Now, the study did not look at women and did not look at people of other age groups like younger men versus older men, but this is what they put on their website. They say our findings provide evidence that push-up capacity could be an easy, no-cost method to help assess cardiovascular disease risk in almost any setting. They say, surprisingly, push-up capacity was more strongly associated with cardiovascular disease risk than the results of submaximal treadmill tests. Now, that's according to study author Justin Yang, occupational medicine resident in the Department of Environmental Health and Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health. So what they're saying is, you know, we put you on a treadmill, which is a lot more expensive. What if we just have you drop and give us 40? And if we see that you have trouble, that could mean you have cardiovascular risk factors. Now, I know what you guys are thinking. You're like, this is Obamacare at its finest, okay? And yes, I like to blame Obamacare for a lot of stuff. But whether Obamacare exists or not, we are in a state now of saving money in medicine. So we can't blame Obama. We would have had to, even though it's fun, but we would have had to start figuring out ways to not run all sorts of expensive tests. You know, if there's a way where we could do a urine test and go, you're at risk for prostate cancer, the average person is going to want that. Same thing with stool. If you could poop, and we could see if you have colon cancer antigens, which they have a test for, okay, it's not very widely used, and we go, there you go, and we save the money with the colonoscopy for the screening. We could be doing stool tests every 6 months to a year, and then do the follow-up colonoscopy. So we have to push towards cheaper tests, okay? The problem is a lot of us do not have upper body strength. A lot of us have neck issues, shoulder issues. If you have a rotator cuff tear, you're not going to be doing 40 push-ups that easily. Not going to happen. Now, somebody could say, well, maybe it's the push-ups. You know, are push-ups the best exercise? I get this all the time. What is the best exercise? Well, we don't know. All right? I mean, I think skiing is a phenomenal exercise. Skiing is one of my favorite forms of exercise. It's fun. It's exhilarating. You have incline because you have to go up. You got to climb up. You bear weight. You have cardio. It's fantastic, but it's dangerous sport, right? I almost broke my leg skiing. I mean, you know, skiing is rough. Running was one of my favorite sports. I love to run. I think jogging and running is really, really healthy, but then you have some marathon runners that drop dead from a heart attack. Or people that go into an arrhythmia while they're on the treadmill. Weightlifting is great. Your weight, you're building resistance, you're building muscle, building bone mass. But then some people blow a disc. I love racquetball. I play racquetball. Love racquetball. But that's issues too. You know, yeah, you're doing cardio and you're working up a sweat, you know, but I'm only using one arm. Okay, could, you know, exacerbate a rotator cuff. I get hit with the ball all the time. I fall. So, you know, what's the safest sport? Now, some people say, okay, swim. Go into a pool. It's not a contact sport. You're not going to fall. You're not going to break a leg. True. My only problem with swimming, though, I just don't know what it is, but, you know, both of my sons were in swimming, and they did really good. But one had breathing problems and bad, like, rashes. And then it went away when we stopped the swimming. And so what bothers me about swimming is it's really dependent on the chemicals in the pool. And then I just kind of get a little eerie feeling of, you know, being consistently, you know, somebody being consistently exposed to those chemicals. Now, some of you say bicycling. Well, I want to look up a study with bicycling and testicular cancer, not just because of Lance Armstrong, but I've known people who have testicle issues who bicycle. And maybe it's the rubbing. I don't know. So what is the best sport? I would say walking with some weights. Walk fast, right? Get some, you know, good outside air, and then sometimes do treadmill. Do household chores, sex. Sex is great exercise. Keep moving. Just keep moving. Like Dory, just keep moving. That was annoying, wasn't it? All right, 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Detoxify, lose weight, and restore balance to your body by simply drinking tea. Surprised? Dr. Miller's Holy Tea can help you feel better and even lose weight because Holy Tea is a unique herbal tea blend of all natural ingredients specially formulated by Dr. Bill Miller. Call this number, 888-660-7039, or click drmillersclinic.com. Take the first step toward better health. Drink tea from Dr. Miller's Clinic.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
One of President Trump's sons now blasting defenders of actor Jussie Smollett amid reports that the star of the TV show Empire may have planned a reported racist and homophobic assault that he claimed he was the victim of. The two Nigerian brothers arrested in connection with it initially no longer suspects, and reports say Smollett may have hired them to stage the incident. This morning, Donald Trump Jr. tweets, quote, "Hey Hollywood types, I've noticed a lot of you deleted your hashtag justice for Jussie tweets. What's the matter?" he asks. "Don't you want justice for him anymore? Hashtag frauds." President Trump wants America's European allies to put on trial hundreds of ISIS fighters the U.S. has detained in Syria. He says otherwise the U.S. will have to release them in the European nations they hail from. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
For tuning in, 1-877-DOCADALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Obviously big headlines over the past few days was this Jussie Smollett attack, where he reportedly was attacked by two white men who were screaming MAGA, Make America Great Again slogans and supposedly pro-Trump. I'm a fan of Jussie Smollett. I think he's a great singer, actor. Love watching Empire. Wasn't really too sure what was going on with that sort of a story, because usually if somebody is insane and does a hate crime and is that messed up, I don't think they would stop to, emphasize Make America Great Again, or particularly Trump. You got a lot of, racist idiots out there, and many times they do what they do, and they need to go to jail and pay dearly for it. But the idea that the big headline was that Trump was mentioned or Make America Great Again, kind of made some of us go, what the heck is going on? Well, as new details emerge, we're being told that Smollett possibly paid two men to orchestrate the assault. Now, and in a statement from his attorneys, they denied the actor played a role in the attack. So, apparently, the Empire star told authorities that two men were yelling out racial and homophobic slurs. And they assaulted him January 29th. One attacker put a rope around his neck and poured an unknown chemical substance on him. And it scared the hell out of us, and we all denounced it. And we were, you know, hate crimes, we as a society, we don't stand for it. But if this is true, where this was set up, and there's already been, I guess, an arrest of two guys who were not white as originally described, and possibly people that were hired, that's a problem. That is a big problem, because now that affects anybody else who is a who's a victim of a hate crime. I mean, this is what gets me, and I sound like a broken record, but you know, the first woman who cried she was raped when she wasn't ruined it for the rest of us, because now people don't believe you when you say you were attacked, and it's like the boy who cried wolf. And so same thing now with hate crimes. Something like that, you know, we as society, we cannot stand, you know, for anybody, you know, hurting us. That's why we're society. You know, you mess with one of us, you mess with all of us. It doesn't matter what your political affiliation is. It doesn't matter what your ethnicity is, what your sexual orientation is, what your gender is. You mess with one of us, you mess with all of us. But if a hate crime is going to be staged to try to make a political party look bad, now that just puts us back decades in terms of progress. So February 15th, Chicago police announced they were questioning two persons of interest who were seen on surveillance video. Later that day, the two men were released without charges. This is according to CBS News. Police say new evidence was given detectives additional investigative work to complete. And then on February 16th, a source close to CBS News said that two Nigerian brothers, Ola and Abel Osundaro, told detectives that Smollett paid them to participate in the attack. They said the rope that was found around Smollett's neck was purchased at a nearby hardware store, and a raid of their home turned up ropes, masks, and bleach. Chicago police say the questioning of the brothers had shifted the trajectory of their investigation. Then, February 17th, Chicago police released a vague statement saying, while we are not in a position to confirm, deny, or comment on the validity of what's been officially released, there are some developments of this investigation and detectives have some follow-ups to complete, which includes speaking to the individual who reported the incident. So now they, you know, need to talk to the actor. And, again, it's not for us to, you know, judge or decide everyone's innocent until proven guilty, but if this was not, whether he staged it or not, if this was not a hate crime or a racial attack, that needs to be rectified immediately, because, you know, we cannot screw around and have a half-assed approach to hate crimes or to murder or to assault. And what I get so gosh darn ticked off about, and again, I got to keep my language clean here, is when you have people BS or exaggerate or try to claim they're a victim when they're not, it ruins it for everybody else. This is 2019, for crying out loud. We should have the process down and down tight for what happens if somebody's assaulted or claims they're assaulted versus somebody who fakes it. Same thing with hate crime or racially charged crimes. We should, by the year 2019, have an airtight process of how to prosecute, what should be the sentence, and, you know, how to, you know, avoid how society should react with future attacks. And then, if this really did happen where, well, you know, it was staged, because we're trying to make Trump look bad, or we're trying to make the Republicans look bad, that just muddied the waters, and now we don't know, nobody's going to believe anything. and those who are really attacked aren't going to be believed. That's a problem. And so I'm really against the BS that happens when, you know, people fake it. And again, he's innocent until proven guilty. And I am a fan of his artistry. He's an amazing actor and singer. But if this did happen, that is BS. Now, another story making headlines is a sixth grader arrested in Florida. And this is making headlines, saying the sixth grader was arrested in Florida because he refused to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Now, we're hearing conflicting reports. We heard he was arrested because he was threatening others and he was causing disruption. So NBC News reports that a sixth grader in Florida was arrested after his refusal to participate in the Pledge of Allegiance escalated into a confrontation with police and school officials. The unnamed boy was charged with disrupting a school function and resisting an officer without violence on February 4th. That's according to the Lakeland Police Department. Now, they say a local news outlet, Bay News 9, reported that the confrontation began after the student at Lawton Chiles Middle Academy near Tampa called the flag racist and described the national anthem as offensive. Now, citing a statement provided to the Polk School District by the boy's substitute teacher, the station reported that the teacher asked him why, if it's so bad here, he didn't go to another place to live. The boy said, they brought me here. Now, again, we don't have the boy's name. After the teacher told him he could always go back, she called the school's office because I did not want to continue dealing with him. Now, I don't know if she already went too far, but the district did not respond thus far, so we don't really know exactly what happened. But I guess the school's dean of students tried to calm the student down, was unsuccessful, and he asked him to leave the class 20 times. Then the school resource officer intervened, asked the student to exit the classroom, and he refused. The student left the classroom and created another disturbance and made threats while he was escorted to the office. But according to another news outlet, he denied making threats. So here we are with reports saying, okay, he got arrested because he wouldn't stand for the national anthem. So people are like, oh, but was that the case? Or did he, you know, was he standing there having a fit? And school officers tried to get him out of the classroom because he was disturbing the other students. So we still have an issue with the way media is reporting stories, and I find that really, really frustrating. And I'm not sure what's going to happen with the Pledge of Allegiance controversy. You know, again, kids, you know, if you know, you're asked to leave by the dean or you're asked to go somewhere, okay, yes, school officers are going to get involved. That's kind of the policy. 1-877-DOC-DOLLAR.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Speak, speak, speak.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we're being told that a woman gave birth because she didn't know she was pregnant. And she gave birth while in a coma. But get this, it's because she had two uteri. This is kind of an interesting case being reported by Fox News. But a UK woman had to be placed in a medically induced coma because she complained of a headache and she was having seizures. Well, she woke up days later to discover that she had given birth to a healthy baby girl. That's according to Ebony Stevenson. She had no prior symptoms or suspicions that she was pregnant. And again, you wonder, how can you carry a baby and not know? But some people don't. And she had apparently been suffering from preeclampsia, which can cause seizures, so eclampsia. And so preeclampsia affects both the mother and the unborn child, occurs in about 5 to 8% of pregnancies. You get high blood pressure. You'll also notice protein in the urine. And then sometimes you'll have weight gain, headache, changes in vision, but other people may not know. And the best way to cure preeclampsia is delivering the baby. So she said, waking up from a coma to be told I had been pregnant and had given birth to a baby girl was overwhelming to say the least. And she was diagnosed with a uterus didelphus, which is basically this congenital abnormality where she has two uteri instead of one. Now, she's only 18 years old. She was unaware. She knew something was wrong because she had difficulty, she had some issues with her periods. Well, actually, she had regular periods. But she noticed a small bump, and her mom was like, huh, I wonder if she's pregnant. And her mother claims that paramedics theorized that the seizure activity moved the baby, making her swollen abdomen noticeable for the first time. I'm still a little shocked by this whole thing. So she gave birth to baby Elodie at Royal Oldham Hospital via C-section December 3rd. So she met her baby. She said it was like an out-of-body experience. And it was, wow. So the grandma cared for the baby while the new mom still remained in a coma. And then 3 days later, mom got to wake up and got to be with the baby. So I do find it odd that people might not know they're pregnant, but remember, she had two uteri. So having two uteri means one of them might have bled, like she had a period. So if she had bloating or gained weight or something, and again, you know, if a baby's only 6 pounds, some people might not notice it. So it happens. Very interesting. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. We're being told that a record number of NHS staff have quit. Again, we're watching very closely what happens across the pond when it comes to medical care. And apparently in England, the hours are too long. And we're being told that the NHS is desperately trying to fill more than 40,000 nursing vacancies. Nurses resigned. Now, leaving the NHS in trouble, and I guess the resignations increased from 1,000 back in the year 2010-2011 to 2,900 in the year 2017-2018. So what is the NHS going to do? They got burnt out staff. They say between 2017 and 2018, 10,257 NHS personnel blamed a poor work-life balance for them leaving the health service. That's 178% increase from just 3,600 in 2010 to 2011. And the NHS is struggling to fill almost 100,000 vacancies, including 40,800 nursing posts and a doctor shortage of 9,300. That's a problem. Now, they say the strain is leading people to retire early or cut back. Looking at this analysis, they revealed that the nursing profession was the most effective, almost tripling in terms of quits. And for doctors, 169% more quit the profession due to unreasonable demands. So this shortage is a problem. Now, what's going on in America? Well, they say 1 in 3 doctors are burned out. 1 in 7 consider suicide. Really? 1 in 7 doctors? I would have never considered suicide. Yeah, Obamacare stinks, and I don't like, you know, the way medicine went, and I hated that, you know, I couldn't afford to keep my practice going because it didn't matter how busy we were and popular we were, money was not coming in. So that was a problem. But I would have never thought of suicide, but I guess some people, if they hate their jobs, if they get sued, if people are ripping them a new one on, you know, Yelp, etc., then that's a problem. So my concern is we can't really make medicine better. I mean, I knew the burnout rate was going to be high, but I picked a profession that is not a very fun, lovey-dovey profession. And, I mean, maybe we need to school people on what they're getting into. The thing is that nobody's going to want to get into medicine. But this idea that only ER docs get burned out, that's not true. I know OBs that get burned out. I know surgeons that get burned out. I know other primary care doctors. Everybody gets burned out. And I'm sure engineers and people in business, too. You know, economics. I'm sure there's burnout everywhere. So maybe it's the fact that you're overworked and underpaid. But some people would say, nah, you have nurses making six figures, RNs making six figures in Northern California. You have doctors easily making six figures, PAs, nurse practitioners making six figures. They're making six figures, and yeah, that's not enough. So sometimes paying more doesn't really cut it. It doesn't. Because people get used to the money. So then what is it that they're disliking about their day? Well, are they disliking their hours? But see, here's the thing with the hours, too. You start cutting back the hours, you get used to that. You start getting, you know, accustomed to the hours. That's a problem. So if I, let's say, you know, am used to working 12-hour days, and then I decide to do an 8-to-5, I'm still going to eventually feel overworked. You just get you get used to it. So I don't know what the answer is. Is it that we just, as society, just have a different attitude? You know, I mean, or is it that we think that we're supposed to have breaks during the day? And we do. We are supposed to get breaks. That's why we have mandated breaks. But are we upset that, like, as doctors, we have patients from 8 to 5? Well, I'd rather it be that way. I don't want to be sitting around from 12 to 4 doing nothing. Now, nurses are understaffed. So nurses may have had to double their workload. That's a problem. You can't go from them working at one level to then doubling their workload. Not going to happen. That just can't work. But if they're kind of working the same workload they always have, then what's the issue? Is it that they're getting older? I mean, I'm going to be really honest with, you know, any burnout that I had. I don't want to say I was burned out, but I was, you know, it was financial because I'm like, if money's not coming in, what the hell am I doing? But the other is I just noticed that I wanted more sleep. The older I got, I wanted more sleep. I didn't want to be woken up in the middle of the night with calls. So maybe, you know, I was starting to get burned out just because I'm older and I'm not younger anymore. And I need, you know, my 7 hours of sleep. I can't work on just 2 to 3 hours of sleep getting called in the middle of the night. You know, so I don't know what the answer is because people call out sick. I mean, you can have a sort of, environment where, you know, you see a patient, you rest, you do some work, you rest. That's not going to work. We have more people that need medical care than we have people to give it. And now that people want to quit, it just accelerates it. So the next question is, how do you excite people to go to medical care, health care? 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.